classical name, although some associations are possible. Interestingly, however, the planets do seem to represent major psychological trends going on in the world at the time of their discovery. Uranus, according to traditional astrology, represents scientific genius, original thinking, bold individualism. It was discovered during the age of the great political revolutions of America and France. This was also the time when major scientific discoveries were being made, such as Ben Franklin's famous kite experiment with electricity. Neptune traditionally symbolizes mystical insight and artistic inspiration. Neptune has to do with mysterious, unseen spiritual forces. It was discovered as the predecessors of Sigmund Freud were beginning to pry open the secret recesses of the human unconscious. And Pluto, newest addition to the cast of astrological symbols, is said to represent massive transformations, eruptions from the unconscious, and primitive, passionate feelings. It was discovered just before Hitler's rise to power, himself symbolizing the most devastating chapter of war and crime the world has yet known. The Casey readings are somewhat in line with the contemporary symbolic descriptions of these planets, but for the most part, the readings bring their own unique perspective to them. Often they apply one or two key descriptive words to a planet in order to clarify exactly how we might experience it. For Uranus, the key word is extreme. Therefore, one person was told, quote, "In Uranus, we will find the extremes indicated, even in the temperaments of a very demure, meek entity, and then one almost wild at times in its determination for its own way." Unquote. Therefore, Uranus seems to be a dimension of intensity, which may manifest as an extreme of any kind. One person was warned about developing immoderate eating habits. Another learned that he might experience wide swings of emotions. Casey himself was told in a reading that he'd been born into the earth from the dimension of Uranus. Therefore, he had to choose between extremes. There was no middle ground for Edgar Casey in his personal life. As his reading said, he would either be, quote, "very good or very bad, very religious or very wicked, very rich or always losing, very much in love or hate, very much given to good works, or always doing wrong, governed entirely by the will of the body." Unquote. Uranus also has a psychic dimension. All of the outer three planets seem to relate in some way to deeper levels of consciousness. In Casey's own readings, the planets Uranus and Neptune were identified as the sources of his psychic ability. Others were also told that because of their developments in Uranus, they possessed interests and abilities in psychic perception. One woman was told that because of her Uranian development, she would have intuitions and even visions and premonitions about her own life as well as others. She was warned, however, to anchor these abilities in prayerful spiritual meditation. She was expressly told, quote, "Do not have such as formulas or mystic words or mystic circles for such development," unquote. Apparently, the woman was in danger of falling into extremely self-serving practices of the occult. Clearly, the misuse of Uranian abilities has to do with going to extremes in the wrong direction. In general, the challenge for Uranian individuals is balance. A typical Uranian type may appear to the world as kind of a mad genius who has to manage the extraordinary energy coursing through the mind. The next planet is Neptune. Whereas Uranus is associated with psychic forces, the readings say Neptune is the dimension of the mystic influences. Now, the words psychic and mystic may seem very similar, and indeed, the two planets are often mentioned together. Both planets are involved with mysterious forces, the power of symbols and spiritual sensitivity. But there is a qualitative difference between these two planets. Uranus has a fiery character. It's high-strung. It expresses itself as extremes of temperament, a highly sensitive nervous system, and a well-developed ego. Carl Jung would probably have identified Uranian people as intuitive thinking types. Neptunian people, on the other hand, might have been considered intuitive feeling types. Neptune seems to bring a heightened sensitivity to one's feelings. The key word in the readings for Neptune is water. While Uranus is a fiery, aggressive force, Neptune is watery and receptive. In fact, many people who had highly developed Neptune functions were advised to actually live near large bodies of water. Such an environment was said to help these individuals stay spiritually and emotionally healthy. It's interesting to note that the planet is named after the Roman god of oceans. So even though the planet was only discovered in the last century, it seems to be named appropriately. Water, then, is a meaningful symbol for the way we might experience Neptune. For example, as water assumes the shape of its container, Neptunian people tend to pick up the energies of their environment. There is also a devotional quality to the dimension of Neptune. One man was told that through Neptune's infinite